that's true. Probably not as many of you will know him as new Mr. ODB. But John Balance recently passed away a couple days ago. So for you fans of Coil, he was a great musician. No, we're alive. That's the way it goes.
Scream for my San Francisco!
Listen to all those people still alive.
Scream for me, San Francisco!
I saw Bruce Dickinson do that at an Iron Maiden show, and it was so rad.
So busy being heavy metal, he couldn't get the right sticks out now, could he?
Fighting keeps you words at bay, tending to the source that stay. Happiness is just a getaway. When I open a familiar scar, finger shooting like a star. Comfort hasn't failed to follow so far. And you might say it's self-indulgent, you might say it's self-destructive, but you see it's more productive than if I were to be healthy. Knives take the blame, crane my neck and scratch my name, but the ugly marks are worth the momentary gain. When I stab a sharpened object in, why do they just seem to sing hymns that fade in memorandum? You might say it's self-indulgent, you might say it's self-destructive, but you see it's more productive than if I were to be happy. Oh, and sappy songs about sex and cheating, bland accounts of two lovers meeting, make me want to give mankind a visit. And you might say it's self-indulgent, but you say I kick the bucket 60 times before I kick the habit. And as the skin rips off, I cherish the revolting thought that even if I quit, there's not a chance in hell I'll stop. But anyone can see the signs, visions in the summertime. Thank you for your pity, you are too kind. And you might say it's self-inflicted, but you say that's contradicted. Why on earth would anyone practice self-destruction?
Such a wonderful audience. Thank you so much.